Welcome into week 5, Pardon Murph's Fantasy. Your boy Nolan Murphy with you guys here on the Snowtap Network. The CEO, Charlie Trichler, across the pond, hanging out with Big Ben and London's Bridge with the family in the beautiful city of London. So we are handling a few things this week. First of all, congratulations to the Brewers, up 2-0. Two wild-ass games. The bullpen able to get us through. Jeremy Jeffers bouncing back in game 2. The bats have been a little silent, and the games have been a little slow, like watching chess matches. But this team is so fun to watch, and they have 3 games now to win 1, 2 in Coors Field, and 1 potentially back in Miller Park if they need it. Let's just go ahead and take care of business on Sunday, fellas, after the Packer game, and get a couple days of rest. It looks like the Dodgers are also going to take care of the Braves quick. But, I mean, this could be a season of dreams for the Brewers, and I'm here for it. But we're here to talk fantasy football, here to talk a little football, give out a little gambling advice. Reminder, Sunday, right around noon Eastern, I'll hop on Instagram, World's Fastest Pregame Show. It's probably the best thing on Instagram right now, fantasy football-wise. So check that out, at the Nolan Murphy. Colts-Patriots, big takeaway the other night is Sony Michel looks legit as a lead back for the Patriots. James White still involved, and he's going to be like a slot receiver. I would continue to try to trade Josh Gordon. He had a touchdown, but only saw a couple targets, 2 catches. And anytime you can get him at his highest value, I would try to flip Josh Gordon if you are able to. Let's jump into a couple of our bigger segments here. Pardon Murph's Fantasy on the Snowtap Podcast Network. All right, waiver wire weekends. My first selection waiver wire weekends, I'm going to look at Mohamed Sanu. We all know how much damage Calvin Ridley has done through the first 4 games of his rookie year. Julio Jones only has 2 touchdown catches, but I'm always worried about injuries, and especially in these high-powered offenses. If you have a Julio Jones or Calvin Ridley, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't handcuff with having Mohamed Sanu, just like you would handcuff Austin Ekeler if you had a Melvin Gordon as your lead back. Number 2, Derek Carr. I thought he looked really good last week against the Rams. Potential this week, I think, to have a decent fantasy week for the Raiders as they play the Chargers. There's a lot of good quarterbacks out there right now, but you don't need to start Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady every week if they don't have a good matchup. Now, Tom Brady finally had his first really good fantasy game of the year, I thought, with the 3 touchdowns, but he did have 2 picks. But Aaron Rodgers, I mean, just because you drafted him high doesn't mean you are stuck to him till the end. My other waiver wire weekend's selection, Spencer Ware. This, again, goes back to injuries. Kareem Hunt is such a big part of that Chiefs offense. Spencer Ware is involved, and anytime Kareem Hunt can tear a knee, twist an ankle, pop a shoulder, and you don't want to have to deal about, you know, sitting through the waiver wire the next week and being the last man or woman, you know, to, you know, put your claim in. Pick up Spencer Ware before the game start on Sunday. That's why we invented waiver wire weekends. All right, red zone game of the day. I think this is kind of easy. Falcons, Steelers, 2 awful defenses. The Falcons are so banged up with multiple guys that were starters on the IR. The Steelers, the same way. They really can't get to the quarterback. I expect a ton of points in here. Hit the over. Prison inmate game of the week. Niners, Cardinals. The Niners are going to stay here probably for the rest of the year unless the Bills or Jets have a really bad matchup. But C.J. Beathard looked okay last week. They did cover against the Chargers, which was hilarious. But Niners going up against Josh Rosen. I hope to see a couple more things out of Josh Rosen. I have a lot of hope for him. I don't know if he's going to end up, you know, being great this year, but I continue to sit by long term. I think Josh Rosen's going to be the best quarterback out of this draft. All right, Murphy's Law, famously named by my boy Bruce Keegan. This is something you just got to avoid on Sunday. Stay away from Patrick Mahomes this week. Yes, that sounds nuts. And yes, Patrick Mahomes is a flamethrower and the leader in the clubhouse right now for NFL MVPs. He finished with over 300 yards last week and a touchdown, but that didn't even qualify him as a top 10 fantasy quarterback. The Jaguars, who the Chiefs are going up against and that will be highlighted later in Pardon Murph's Fantasy, they're giving up the least amount of points to opposing quarterbacks so far this year at 13.9 in standard leagues. And with so much depth at this position, you know, you look at Matthew Stafford going up against the Packers. He always gets those fourth quarter garbage fantasy points to make sure he's a worthwhile start. Andy Dalton going up against the Daltons. I don't know if anybody has a better 5-game stretch of good matchups that Andy Dalton is going up against right now, or even Blake Bortles. I love him against the Chiefs today. So those are just a couple options right there. I don't want to start Patrick Mahomes this week, and I'm actually starting in a two-quarterback league. I'm going to start Phillip Rivers and Pat and Andy Dalton over Patrick Mahomes, just to give you a little perspective. Moving along here, again, always tweet in your guys' questions or text them in during the week, guys. We really appreciate it. DraftKings lineup has a couple more spots left. Probably by the time we talk with you on Sunday, it'll be all filled up. But looking at my DraftKings lineup, where it sits right now after some injuries, Carson Wentz at quarterback, I like him at $5,800 going up against Minnesota, whose pass defense just hasn't been the same. Alex Collins against the Browns. I think the Ravens are going to handle the Browns. I know the Browns have a lot of hype, but you got to remember, they did lose that game last week, regardless of what the officials did. At running back, no Leonard Fournette, so I'm going TJ Yeldon against the Chiefs, only $5,600. Wide receiver, Alshon Jeffrey. First time I've started an Eagles receiver this year, but I like Alshon Jeffrey to get in the end zone, and that stack with Wentz and him I always like. The other receiver, Calvin Ridley. I mean, the touchdowns speak for itself going up against Pittsburgh. Only $5,800 still, so a touchdown makes this worthwhile. In that same Minnesota-Philadelphia game, Adam Thielen, he's been a yards machine this year, been Kirk Cousins' go-to target. I like him at $7,700. At tight end, the Packers are really banged up. No Randall Cobb, potentially no Geronimo Allison, so I'm going to go Jimmy Graham. Had his, you know, that touchdown last week. I really need to see Jimmy get more involved in the offense. And at running back, the flex position, was going to put Giovanni Bernard here, but he is out with an MCL sprain for a couple weeks. So Joe Mixon comes back in healthy. And the Dolphins were gashed last week by Sony Michel, so I like Joe Mixon a lot. And then at defense, call me crazy, but I'm firing up the Bills defense at $2,300. Marcus Mariota and the Titans offense really have not shown me a ton yet offensively, where they can just go up and, you know, beat up a team. Mariota doesn't take care of the ball, and I like the Bills defense at home. So that's my DraftKings lineup here. World's Fastest Pregame Show, a couple more minutes. We will get to Mount Murph Pius pick of the day. This is the Mount Murph Pius pick of the day. This is my risky bet of the day. I'm going to go a Bengals, Panthers, Rams money line. Rams cannot lose to the Seahawks. I would put the house on the Rams, covering 7.5 right now. And the Bengals and the Panthers, they should easily take care of business. The Panthers hosting the Giants. We heard all those comments from Eli Manning earlier the week, and then Odell Beckham says they can't throw the ball 20 yards down the field. Should be pretty interesting. Packers-Lions scares me a lot. It's probably going to end up a pick 'em, but the last two times Aaron Rodgers has been in Ford Field, 2015 was the amazing Hail Mary on Thursday Night Football. 2016, that was the fourth quarter comeback in a playoff race. Dart to Geronimo Allison in the back of the end zone on Sunday Night Football. Last year, we obviously know what happens. The defense basically quit in Week 17. Brett Hundley's last ever start as a Green Bay Packer in regular season play. We'll wipe that one for the memory. The Lions are sneaky in the fourth quarter. They're always going to be around. Hopefully, they don't run the ball to Keyron Johnson too much because he's pretty good. And with an offense that's banged up offensively with the weapons tomorrow, going to need a big Aaron Jones day, and we're going to need the defense to score a touchdown. I'm looking at you, HaHa Clinton Dix. I'm looking at you, Kenny Clark. Pro Football Focus says you're the number two best defensive tackle right now in football. Let's see it with a big play tomorrow. Help out Mike Daniels. Final few seconds here. Cowboys-Texans tomorrow night. That is going to be a shootout because the Texans' defense is god-awful, even though they got J.J. Watt and Clowney. And then Redskins-Saints, Monday Night Football. Drew Brees is going to break the record, probably past Favre and Manning for most yards. Let's see what Mark Ingram's role is in his return to the Saints. As an Alvin Kamara owner in a couple leagues, a little nervous, but Kamara has just been a fantasy stud, just as much as Patrick Mahomes has been this year. Alvin Kamara is like 20, 25 points every week. All right, guys, that's Pardon Murph's Fantasy. Thanks again for tuning in on the Snowtap Network. Go Brewers on Sunday. Go Packers on Sunday. Check me out, noon Eastern, Instagram Live, World's Fastest Pregame Show. Peace.